Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Uh-oh, internet, it's time for the Trend Show, or what we're calling this installment of Zeity Jackson and the Trendlympians, or the Zeitning Thief, or the Zeitin's Curse, or the Zeit of Trendsters, or the Zeitle of the Trendren. Shout out to Sideshow Mel... Sideshow Melama. Johnny Sideshow Davis, Melama, okay. The compulsive punster for those Percy Jackson-inspired akkas.
Johnny... That's
DJ Daniel on the ones and twos, sometimes on the twos and fours, sometimes on the one and three. Indeed. You never know what you're getting. You never know what style
you're playing. As long as we got a four-channel mixer, we're good, baby.
Unless you're putting it, boom. Oh, I meant beat, boom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You feeling that? That was absolutely me doing a little dub, you know what I mean? Because that's on the, Anyway, we're a couple of music-loving fools and... Just goofy. If y'all hung out with us, you would be like, yo, this is a lit ass time. They know good music and they can play the fuck out of them instruments. But yeah, let's talk about what is trending.
Let's do it.
Ellen, COVID, because Ellen DeGeneres has cured COVID, I think is what is going on, right?
Congratulations. She did.
Congratulations. You've won an iPod. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Unfortunately, she tested positive.
Hmm.
For being rad as fuck.
Yeah. For being bad as fuck to her employees. Yeah, that's so she's the latest celebrity with COVID. Right. I guess that's news.
And that's it.
Yeah, hate to see it. You really
hate to see it. Wish her luck.
I mean, honestly, we're talking to people today who are still getting over COVID, and this shit is not a game, man.
It's
if
not
you
at
can't,
all.
Like, please stay safe out there. All kinds of side effects, like every week we're reading a new one. The other one was about erectile dysfunction. They don't know. I think, look, it hits everybody different.
Amen.
And we got to be safe and do right by each other. Yeah. Which leads us to the next trend, which, you know, I'm trying to do right by the people of Indiana because Northern Lights is trending, but specifically because there's a chance that you could see the Northern Lights in Indiana this
week.
That
is so wild to me. I love that.
I guess, you know, they're the NOAA, you know, they are they are sensing strong geomagnetic storm energies and vibes.
Oh, really?
Yes, today and tomorrow. Now, will it reach like the levels where we can see it? They don't know. But what they are saying is, quote, within the forecasted band of potential activity are parts of northern Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio. The best chance for a show in the Midwest is Thursday night heading into Friday. So if you're hearing this live, raw tonight, Thursday, and you live in the area,
get outside.
One up.
Go.
I would love to see that shit.
Me too. That's a bucket list thing right there for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially when you see like those videos where it's like trippy ass ice hotels and they're like, yo, I just fucked around and went outside and like God is crip walking in the sky. You're like, yo, this is lit.
God was like, I'm making it EDC for an hour. Get out
here. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where are my Insomniacs at? Produced by Insomniac Events. Maybe not. Maybe not. For all my rave fam out there.
There we go.
Kind of bit of a nose dive. But yeah, so they got the Aurora Borealis out there. Yeah, good.
Cool.
Part of me is like really kind of mad about it in a way.
Yeah. Why not over here? But you know, alas. Indiana, but they yours.
Oh, I do want to say there also is a shot for you to see it in Carson City, Nevada, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Shout out Raleigh, Durham.
Time out. Yeah. Carson City, Nevada is not that far. It's not Indiana far.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's just, I think for what they're saying, it could be visible low on the horizon in points as far south. So it would be low.
Got
if you're out there, you got to look low.
Look low. Okay.
You know
noted.
What I mean?
Noted.
Keep it low.
Noted. Noted.
Don't let people know you're out here enjoying the Aurora Borealis. Dianne Feinstein is trending too.
Yeah, what's up with her?
Because there's an article that came out, I think in the New Yorker, that is just casting all kinds of aspersions like on her ability to lead.
Oh, really?
They were speaking with concerned aides who are painting a picture that she's just like drifting into senility. Like is having trouble remembering conversations. They have trouble getting a hold of her sometimes. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we saw that wonderful effort she put up in the Amy Coney Barrett hearings as the leading Democrat on the Judiciary Committee and basically almost quite literally just laid down and was like, Lindsay, bring me my warm milk.
Oh, you did such a great job.
Oh, give me a hug here, Lindsay. Love you, Linz. Love you.
Miserable.
Love you.
Miserable.
Let this person just kick everything in the teeth as in her position as a Supreme Court justice.
The cup of warm boot milk right there.
Oh, wow.
Drinking up that boot.
Yeah, and just like, you know what? Just like in Happy Gilmore, could I get bother you for a glass of warm milk? what? It helps me go to sleep. You can bother me for a nice warm glass or shut the hell up. which is basically what Lindsey Graham told her in that hearing. Thanks, but no thanks. And I think this is something that a lot of, progressives have been like calling for a long time. She's just been around too long. She's not with it at all, especially given the state that she represents. So, hey, look, Diane, no shame in stepping down, cool. Baby. Yeah. And letting Gavin Newsom be like, okay, I'm going to be senator then.
Yeah.
Although
sick.
I still say, give me one of them Senate seats. I don't care if I get voted out, bro.
I'll vote for you. Shit. I'm voting for you right now.
You don't need
I'm writing it in.
I'm getting appointed by my boy, Ginu.
There we go.
You know what I mean? Shout out, Ginu. Yo, Ginu, come through with the Senate appointment, family.
Yo,
trying
Ginu.
To go to the Hill. Yo, oh, I would give Mitch McConnell a stroke.
I literally bet you would.
This isn't a good idea. You know what I mean? Because I don't know how to act already, like on a podcast, let alone like federal government. The last time I was
you'd
even
be able
working
to
hear that, I got in trouble for saying dick measuring contest in a meeting, like with a lot of higher up Democratic Party people.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, well, it's just turning into now like this dick measuring contest of who can blah blah blah, and like my
people were like.
He like yanked me from. He's like, I can't trust you in there. And I'm like, they laughed though because I was succinctly putting it together. But you a hater, and that's why I'm leaving after this election cycle. I'm up out of here. I'm gonna go
Deuce.
Make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So, shout out DiFi. Please, please do the right thing and
shout out DiFi.
Rezizi, DiFi. Please step down if you can.
DiFi with the Rezizi.
Yeah, just DiFi. Hit us with the Rezizi, please. The hezzy. Don't be the hezzy with it.
That's
just
funny.
Come with it.
That's funny.
And finally, I want, you know, since you've been on, we've been keeping this story alive, you know, because for the digital heads out there, the gamer fam, the gamer gang out here, because look, most of us are out here gaming.
I mean,
and
that's all we can do these
2077.
Days. Yeah.
Yo, did you see that clip on, are you
Do you follow our Watch People Die Inside?
Yes.
On Reddit?
Absolutely.
Did you see the one where the homegirl like unplugged the PlayStation on the dude mid-game?
Oh my
And he was
God.
Like, what? Why'd you do that? And she's like, because it's all you do. Like, what the hell? And she was like kind of fucking with him on camera. And he threw his headphones down and he like very earnestly looks into camera and is like, it's all I have. And it's so real that I was like, yo, if this is scripted, like big up to y'all because it's hitting. But part of me was like, I know that
this,
feeling, man.
This hurts.
Like when you're like leveling up and grinding yes. in a game is quite literally you're like, yo, even though shit's not going right in my personal life, I might get to this XP level where it'll open the door to all these other things that'll make the game a little more enjoyable. So I felt you, man. But Cyberpunk. I caught a little bit of you on stream, playing it up one time, wearing your Cyberpunk swag from
you
E3 you were stunning on people with.
Stunning, absolutely.
You had a full outfit on for the live stream.
I did. Put a little outfit on. You know, got to celebrate what I what was the most or is the most anticipated game of 2020.
Absolutely.
I put about six and a half hours in last night, or 8.5 hours, actually. But this game was delayed and delayed from April to September to November to December.
Right.
It needed to be delayed another year. The fact that this
Another year.
I'm not trying
that's
to flex
fine,
here. I just
no,
say it
I'm
as
not.
A...
I know. You're, hold on. For people who don't know, Daniel is the most even-handed diplomatic fucking human on Earth. Which is why I have to push and prod him into these weird places.
He does, and I really appreciate
like,
that.
Well, let me be really... I'm like, yes, fool, I know you. I know you're not being heavy-handed with shit. But yes,
all I'm saying
okay.
here is that like I have a, I would describe as a top-of-the-line gaming PC right now. I have a very nice graphics card processor. I have plenty of RAM. I have what I would describe as one of the optimal scenarios to play this next-generation game, and it is still not running that great. And I look at people who are complaining about the performance on PS4, which they said was going to be pretty smooth, and it looks awful.
It looks bad.
I don't mean like it could be better. I mean like PS2 graphics.
Oh
bad.
No!
It is
Come
looking
on.
Not good. And I
Straight
think that,
polygon fractal shit going on, not rendering properly.
Not at all. And I think, you know, there's even more I can go into about the politics of the game, which we talked about in the last episode, the way that they're approaching trans identities and the way they're fetishizing a lot of stuff.
Or gender presentation.
All of that. That could be a whole discussion entirely. But strictly from the presentation point of the game, it's not there yet.
You're disappointed.
There's a lot of parts of the game that I am genuinely enjoying. The shooting feels better than most RPGs I've played. There seems to be a pretty in-depth system of developing your character's skills and how
That's
you want to approach
Fallout.
The game. Yeah, the shooting
I couldn't clap right in
awful.
There.
It's terrible. This one you can certainly clap right. But the fact that there's still so many glitches, so many hang-ups, and I have a ton of them clipped on my stream if you want to check it out. But like, it's just, you know what? It's a game. I mean... It feels very elitist almost is what I'm saying. Like this game that they hyped up so much, it's basically like if you're not coming correct with a dope ass rig to play this game, well then sorry, your time's not going to be great.
Right.
And it's like, how do you put out a game this year? Like Red Dead Redemption 2 plays great on a standard PS4. The Last of Us 2 plays great on a standard PS4. Spider-Man, amazing on the PS4. And then you have this game, which is the next generation, and it literally looks like dog shit. And it's like, I don't understand how you expect... How do you expect people to look at this in any favorable way, despite how it plays on whatever system? You got a 3090. Congratulations. You have an awesome...
What's a 3090?
3090 is the top-of-the-line graphics card by NVIDIA right now. The
I
RTX
need to die.
3090.
That's top-of-the-line. Yeah. Q-face slim waist with a big behind. That's the only
is,
way you're
baby.
Playing this game is you need a dime of a gaming PC.
Yes, yes. So
Damn.
That shit, you know, I'm going to put more hours into the game. I'll have more of an opinion later on the story and the politics of the game later. But straight off the bat, the fact that it's so gatekept by the fact if you have a high top of the line gaming PC,
with a big behind,
I've got to hold that against you. True. That's all there is.
It's not very democratic.
Not at all. Not at all.
Equal access to that shit.
Exactly.
Well, so the DJ Daniel, so far, your adjudication of this a cop right now, or you know, wait till you maybe log up to the PS5 and then you know get the sale.
If you were lucky enough to get a PS5, yeah, cop it for the PS5. But if you're playing on a current gen system, skip it. Truly. Wow. Skip it for now. Your experience is not going to be good. It's not going to be good, and that's not worth it. And I think that's unfair from CD Projekt Red.
Damn. I love that. Thank you, Dr. DJ Danil, for that assessment.
It's my pleasure.
Yes. And with that, we want to thank you for sticking around for the Gamer Scream Fest that we just had. and just for sticking around, because, you know, that's what's trending. That's what's happening on the internet. People are talking about this. So with that, we want to tell y'all, love y'all, be good to each other, you know, be good to yourself. Seriously, don't, if you're torturing yourself right now on some shit, like, I need to be doing this, tell yourself you're good enough right now, you know what I mean? And just say, hey, you all right, because that's what I would tell you, you know what I mean? It's so funny, we're never able to accept the advice we would give to other people, like for ourselves, you know what I mean? That's a very important tool. If you can, if you're that friend who like, how come I can always big up my friends and calm them down? Well, you have the gift to do that, but you don't have the gift to direct that inward. And it's the same shit. And that's my wisdom tip of the day.
I love it.
With that, you know, wear a mask, be safe, kick white supremacy in its ass every damn day, like you need to. Please do that. And with that, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.